argued the goddess Nefertem.
He punished, but not severely. I would say he was like most people of his class. He expected the best from himself, and the best from those he owned or employed.
Yes, replied a judge called Owner of Faces. He couldn't abide people in disobeying. His word was law.
Perhaps that is why Pharaoh made him a general in the first place, suggested Disturber. A general must have the respect of his soldiers.
You of the Darkness tutted angrily.
If we judge him as harshly now as he judged others during his lifetime...
The muttering continued, spinning the web of fear into a tight cocoon around the general. His ghostly dog, his most loyal pet, who had journeyed with him on the bark, whimpered by his feet. He too was scared. His eternal fate rested entirely in his master's hands. If the general made it to the field of reeds, his dog would live on forever by his side. But if the general failed, the dog would be devoured by Amut with him. Suddenly, the whispering stopped. The god Anubis stepped forward, the dreaded scales of justice dangling from his right hand.